This is GQDN for Friday, October 25th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. They're delicious stuff. If you do that, put in the promo code QUEST, and you get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there, too. Go check all of it out. And by stackup.org. In today's news, there's a mount for sale. There's some testing going on in Overwatch. We'll have some details for you. And there were some disturbances in the Nintendo Museum. But we will begin today with Microsoft, because this will be the Microsoft block, because there's a few issues here, or interesting things, I should say. One, there will be more games coming to PlayStation 5 and Nintendo. And Call of Duty Black Ops 6 could get 4 million subs on Game Pass, but they could lose some money there. But that all centers around Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella got a $30 million pay raise. So the articles will come from IGN, My Nintendo News, and Push Square. So the big news for today is that Satya Nadella got some compensation for the 2024 fiscal year, which did total over $79 million. $2.5 million was a part of his base salary. $71 million was due to the stock awards, and $5.2 million was the non-equity incentive plan compensation. Last year, he got $48.5 million throughout 2023. Now, his base salary was flat between some of the years. He did see a massive jump in the past year for the stock awards, going from $39 million to $71 million. Now the ratio of the total annual compensation of the CEO to the average employees was at 408-1. And the filing points of that number did incorporate Nadella took a pay cut, which was the quote cash incentive, end quote, of the pay that was reduced at Nadella's request due to a security breach in the 2023 filing. And that's where the Chinese espionage group did hack the government email accounts through Microsoft. So here's what the filing did read. Quote, since the board of directors appointed Mr. Nadella as the third chief executive officer in its history in 2014, Microsoft has nearly tripled revenue to $245.1 billion, nearly quadrupled net income to $88.1 billion, and more than quadrupled diluted earnings per share to $11.80. In addition to another year of consistently strong financial performance, Mr. Nadella and his leadership team have positioned Microsoft to continue to drive performance for years to come. So what about the other Microsoft stuff? Well, while the first-party releases going to Nintendo and Sony have been paused or slowed down, we knew that Indiana Jones and the Great Circle will be coming to PlayStation 5 after the Xbox release. But going back into the fiscal year report, it did suggest that the company has not changed its approach. For the quote from the statement, finally, we brought four of our fan-favorite titles to Nintendo Switch and Sony PlayStation for the first time as we continue to extend our content to new platforms. That was Nadella talking. But right now, the strategy is unchanged. So while it did slow down, it is still there. But how will that affect Black Ops 6? As you know, he was talking about that too. Because we know that a deal had to be made with Black Ops 6 for Sony PlayStation, Nintendo, and other platforms. So that way that $69 billion deal could go through. So IGN was taking a look at this, and they were thinking that the Game Pass subscribers could add a bunch more people, say about 4 million more people. But GameIndustry.biz was thinking that as well. Sorry, IGN, I thought that was you. But that's what GameIndustry.biz said. But they're also saying by putting Black Ops 6 into Game Pass would result in $6 million of lost sales. So how will this affect Activision Blizzard, or I should say just Activision, the Call of Duty game, along with Xbox. We shall see. Now, we'll calm things down a bit, because somebody just re-upped their PlayStation Plus, and they won't have to pay for it for another 24 years. Now, this was a Reddit thread, and this comes to us from PlayStationLifestyle.net, and they said the reason why that happened is because of the potential inflation rates over the next 24 years. Now, how did they do this? Well, first off, PlayStation Lifestyle did some calculations, and they said that that number would be north of $2,000, and there's no idea of whether or not PlayStation Plus will even exist in 2048. Yeah, that'd be 24 years and $2,000. So he just bought it again and again and again. Hit it about 24 times. Ooh, hit that button 24 times. Buy again, buy again, buy again. Now we'll get into some Overwatch 2, because you can find that on your PlayStation. Well, Xbox and other places as well. Because they will be having some 6v6 testing during Season 14. And according to GameSpot.com, Season 14 does arrive on December, or does arrive here in December. And it will have two different tests for the 6v6 matches. Now, the Overwatch director, Aaron Keller, did say that the 6v6 experiments on the game website will be testing during the first week of Season 14. Right now, scheduled to launch December 10th. And they'll be testing the compositions of, quote, at least one of each role and no more than three, end quote. And in the middle of Season 14, Overwatch will be testing out the 2v2v2 composition with a few changes. But he also said that there'll be more tests along the way. So once again, we will see. So we'll have to check it out, won't we? Well, some of you will. I know you guys. So, with that said, let's go into the eSports corner because of interesting stuff. Now, let's do this first. I'm editing on the fly. always do. PC Gamer said that Intel will have an antitrust case and they've won it. Now, this was done in the EU and this was done back in 2022. But there was an appeal by Intel and they were going after Pentium 4. And the EU General Court did rule that an earlier decision back in 2009 that was against Intel should be overturned. The European Commission did appeal that, and that was somewhat successful by the decision that was against Intel at that time. So Intel did get $1 billion back, essentially. Now, that was only a partial rollback, because most of that decision does stay intact. But we'll keep our eyes on it. Now we'll go to the esports corner. NRG and Spectrum are now combining forces in a multi-year partnership, thanks to esportsinsider.com. And there's some naming rights deals that was first struck in 2023, and now they're extended for the next 3 years. And Spectrum will feature some NRG esports jerseys, and the provider will also be at the NRG's LA headquarters and Culver City training facility. Now, the two companies will host a series event title called Storm the Castle, and that could be held October 25th and 26th, so today and tomorrow. And now I have some Minecraft-themed haunted houses and a musical performance by the rapper Kyle. And the event will allow fans to visit the NRG studios and the Spectrum Castle themselves. So it should be a fun place to go. We'll see what happens with esports with Spectrum. You're going to have some PCs. Probably not these, though, because these are laptops. And according to PC Games N, they're on sale. There's a $600 MSI NVIDIA GeForce RTX gaming laptop, and they're loving it. Now, this $600 machine is thin, and it will give you the NVIDIA GeForce RTX GPU and an Intel Core Intel CPU and 16 gigabytes of RAM. And with all of that, you're still saving $300 on that laptop. You can find it at Best Buy. It's a nice little laptop. What else is at Best Buy? GameSpot said that there's a 3-day gaming sale. It's not just that one laptop. There's some monitors and desktop deals. Well, there's an HP Omen Transcendent gaming laptop at $1,200. There's the ASUS ROG, Cypress G14 gaming laptop at $1,650. That's $1,650. We already talked about the MSI Thing gaming laptop. Acer Nitro 5 is at $800. Then the ASUS ROG Ally Z1 is at $400, and Z1 Extreme is at $550. If you remember, it's $500. The Lenovo Legion Go is at $600. And the HP Omen pre-built gaming PC is at three different options. And option one is at $1,050. Option two is at $1,250, mainly because the GPU is going from the NVIDIA GeForce RTX 4060 to the NVIDIA GeForce RTX 4060 Ti. And option three is $2,050. That has some bigger stuff to it. 32 gigabytes of RAM, 2 terabytes of storage, NVIDIA GeForce RTX 4080, and the AMD Ryzen 7 8700 series. I know where that's not gonna be. My Nintendo News said that some of the people that were visiting Japan and the Nintendo Museum was causing some trouble because they were taking some photos in areas that were unauthorized, which means they were disobeying the rules at the museum because they were taking photos of the console prototypes. And the photos got about 7,700 likes and 1,200 reposts, but they've been deleted. And BGC's Andy Robinson also published the photos, and the post has been deleted as well after it got viral on Twitter. Yep, that did happen. But I know this wasn't over there. Is this a good deal, though? Polygon.com said that Blizzard did release a $90 World of Warcraft mount, and the players think that it's a steal. So, this is the Traders Gilded Brutosaur. And it is freaking huge. Use that thing with a torrent. Now, right now, it costs $90 and is only available until January 6th. And while it's controversial, it is selling like crazy. In fact, some people put it up on a subreddit. And it was posted, there's a picture posted by Roan.
Sorry.
And he said, or she said, quote, "Blizzard may have just hit the jackpot." Now, for those two vendors, does offer access to a mailbox and the WoW auction house. Now, Polygon.com did say that $90 might be a lot for a single in-game mount, but if you look at the exchange rate between WoW gold and real money, which is, they're talking about the WoW token, the current rate of $90 is around 1.5 million gold. And that could be a huge saving on the Brutosaur's original in-game cost. We shall see. But we will end today with Sonic and Shadow Generations, because they've already sold over 1 million copies through My Nintendo News. And that's what Sega did announce today. They sold 1 million copies. Well done. Tomorrow night, twitch.tv/dawnforge, we are back with all the news. Oh boy, Xbox. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. See you tomorrow night. Until then, go play some games, people.